You've done the reading. You've listened to the podcast. You've probably journaled about it, prayed about it, talked about it in enough conversations that you can explain it clearly to someone else. You understand what happened. You've named it, framed it, and filed it under things I've worked through. And yet, your body didn't get the memo because something still happens when you hear that tone of voice. When someone goes quiet in a way that reminds you of something old, when a room gets tense and your nervous system fires before your brain even registers why, you freeze, you shrink, you go somewhere else entirely while standing in the same room. And then you feel crazy for reacting that way because you know better. You've done the work, so why is your body still acting like it's back there? And this is the answer that nobody's going to give you. You cannot think your way out of what you felt your way into. I'm just going to repeat that, okay? You cannot think your way out of what you felt your way into. Trauma doesn't live in your thoughts, it lives in your body. And until you understand that, you will keep wondering why understanding isn't enough to fix it. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is the rebellion season. And today, let's just go somewhere that takes a little bit of courage to go. Not the courage of like a call out. No one's confronting you, but the courage of turning towards yourself, okay? Toward the parts that are still hurting, toward the body that's been carrying what the mind has been trying to outrun. I am Brandon Lynette, your podcast host, Amazon bestseller, author of Once Upon a Time, Bitches. And I do help coach my neurospicy brains to help you step into your God-given potential by taking radical responsibility for your lives. I help you choose happiness, okay? And I want to be clear about something. Radical responsibility does not mean pretending you weren't hurt. It's just, you guys, let's just decide that what happened to us does not get to be the last word about who we become, okay? And I am looking for sponsors this season, brands that align with integrity, health, sovereignty, and truth. If that's you or you know someone, please reach out, okay? And so let's get into this because I'm sure the body that you're in has been trying to tell you something for a very long time. Trauma is not a story, it is a physiological event that got stored in your nervous system because your brain and body didn't have the resources to fully process it in the moment that it happened. So I'm explaining, you're not weak, bitch, okay? It's biology. It's biology. When something overwhelming happens, especially repeatedly, especially early, especially without anyone safe to help you make sense of it, your brain does exactly what it's designed to do. It encodes the experience not just as a memory, but survival data. The sights, sounds, smells, tones of voice, the feeling in your chest, all of it gets filed under this fancy box in your brain called threat detected. And it's in the part of your brain that operates below conscious thought. The amygdala doesn't care about your intellectual understanding. All it cares about is keeping you alive. So, years later, when something in your environment pattern matches to that old data, even loosely, even just like a tone or a pause or just a look, your body responds as if the original threat is present. That's the system is working exactly how it was designed. The problem is it's still running a threat response for something that ended a very long time ago. And if you have a neurospicy brain, this is compounded significantly. Sensory processing differences mean that your nervous system is already taking in more data more intensely than a neurotypical brain. Sensory overload isn't drama. It is your system hitting its processing limit. And when you layer trauma response on top of a nervous system that's already working harder than most people's nervous system, shutdown isn't weakness. It is the circuit breaker doing its job. And understanding this, like, it does, that's not what fixes it, okay? But it does stop you from adding shame to an already overwhelmed system. And I feel like you need to understand how much that matters in this moment. And I have this toxic independence wound, and I just want to say this is kind of where it comes in. Okay, a lot of people that are listening to this show, you were the strong one. You were the capable one. You're the one who held it together while everyone else fell apart. Maybe because someone in your early life needed you to be, maybe because falling apart wasn't safe, maybe because you learned early that needing people cost you something. Their patience, their presence, their approval, and it was easier to just handle it yourself. So you did. You handled it. You got good at it. You built a whole identity around not needing anyone. And now independence feels like strength, but functions like isolation because being truly known, known in the places that are still raw, still scared, still unresolved, requires letting someone in. And letting someone in requires trusting that what they find won't be used against you. And if your nervous system learned that vulnerability equals danger, that trust is the hardest thing in the world to build. The fear of being truly known is not irrational. For a lot of people, being known did cost them something. Someone used their softness against them. Someone left when things got real. Someone responded to their vulnerability with judgment or distance or weaponized it later in an argument. Your body remembers that shit. And it learned, keep the real stuff hidden. Present the version that's manageable. Stay legible. Stay safe. But bitch, let's be real. You're fucking exhausted. And exhausted is what happens when you spend years performing fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. For an audience that doesn't even know they're watching a performance, the energy it takes to manage your presentation, to regulate your actions, your reactions, stay ahead of what people might think if they saw the actual version of you, that is a full-time job on top of your actual life. And it's costing you access to the very connection your nervous system is starving for. And this is going to show up when you deflect every serious question with humor. When you say, I'm fine, so automatically, you don't even register saying it. It just comes out, I'm fine. When someone gets close enough to see something real in you, find a reason, any reason, to create a distance before they can decide to leave first. Bitch, my wound is so bad. I've done that with my kids, my literal kids. It shows up in your body directly. The tension you carry in your shoulders, the clenched jaw when you're sleeping at night, the stomach that tightens in certain conversations, or the exhaustion that sleep just doesn't fix because it's not a rest problem. It's a nervous system that never fully comes off of alert. Your body's not betraying you, it's communicating and it's been desperately talking to you for a very long time. When you have that sensory overload, the environments that feel like too much and overstimulation that leads to a shutdown, the need to disappear after social situations, not because you don't care about the people, but because your system used everything it had just to fucking be there. This isn't a personality quirk. It is a real physiological experience that needs real accommodation, not an apology. And this is showing up in your calling, the vulnerability required to lead, to put your voice out, to stand in front of people and say something true. That requires a nervous system that believes exposure is survivable. And if the data in your body says otherwise, the calling gets delayed. And it's not because you're not gifted, because the body is still running threat protocols from a chapter that already ended. Pretending you're fine is not a strength. It's just survival strategy, and it served you. It did serve you in a season where you had no other options. But that season is over, and you have options now. Staying in a pattern your nervous system built for an old environment in a new life that is asking for more of you, it's one of those really expensive choices that you keep making. God did not design you to carry this alone. It's not a platitude. It is a design specification. You were built for connection. Your nervous system literally regulates through co-regulation with safe people. That means your healing is not entirely a solo project, okay? It requires the presence of someone, a person, a community, a life coach, God Himself in prayer, who can help your nervous system learn that safety is real. Safety is available. And this is also where faith intersects with the body in a way that doesn't get talked about enough. Prayer is not just cognitive. Worship is not just intellectual. There's something that happens in the body when you are in the presence of God. There is a settling, a release, an exhale that your nervous system recognizes as safe. That is not coincidence. That is the creator of your nervous system meeting you in it. And vulnerability. I'm talking real vulnerability, not the surface performance bullshit vulnerability. That real vulnerability is the only path through, not around. We can't play that game through. Because the fear of being known only loses its power when you risk being known and survive it. When you let someone see the real version and they stay. When you say the true thing and the world doesn't end, each time that happens, the body updates its data. It takes time. It's another thing in our rebellion season that you guys have to understand is not linear, but it's the only way the story changes at the cellular level. So, bitch, I need you to start with your body, not your mind. When you notice a reaction that feels bigger than the moment warrants, like a tightening, a shutdown, an urge to flee or fight or freeze, don't immediately try to use logic to get yourself out of it. Instead, like what I want you to do is just try to put your feet flat on the floor, feel the ground. Take three slow breaths where your inhale is going to be less than your exhale. So, like three inhale through your nose, do six or seven exhale on that same breath. That is not dramatic. You are just signaling that you're safe to a nervous system that forgot it was available. And then I want you to get curious about one place that you've been performing that, fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. Just maybe it's one relationship, one context, one conversation where the real version of you hasn't shown up because it didn't feel safe. You don't have to blow the whole thing open, okay? Start small. One true sentence, one honest answer instead of the automatic, like, I'm good. Everything's good, right? Practice letting someone see a slightly more real version of you and then notice what actually happens. If you guys are feeling this episode any kind of way, in your brain, in your body, and it's telling you that work goes deeper than a podcast can take you. Listen to that, okay? There is no rebellion badge for doing trauma work alone. Getting support is not weakness. It is the most responsible thing you can do with the life that God gave you. You have been holding more than people know, more than you've probably even let yourself admit. And the rebellion isn't always loud. Sometimes it's the quiet, courageous decision to stop pretending you're fine and start telling the truth about what it actually costs to carry what you've been carrying. So if this episode meets you somewhere real, do the thing. Okay? Do the thing. Like the show, subscribe, leave a written review. It takes less than 2 minutes and it puts this in front of the people who need it most. Okay, head over to brandonlynette.com. Hit that work with me button if you want to work through some of this shit, especially if you have the neurospicy brain. I'm working on what would be an incredible system, okay, for your brain. If you ever wonder why nothing works for you, it's because neurotypical just doesn't fit in our lives, okay? Get on my email list, you guys. Make sure you're in the email list and then subscribe to my YouTube channel. I really appreciate that. I'm trying to grow it from a little baby page. But listen, bitch, you are not too much. You are not broken. You are a person whose body learned something that no longer serves you. And the great news is that this is something you can actually change.